And you are listening to the V2 from All Podcasts.
It's time for that very special interview. Join us live via telephone.
Ash will be conducting the interview as he always does.
And Alex will be making the tea, obviously. So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the Ash and Al Premier League podcast, Mickey Hazard.
Hello.
How are you, Mickey? Okay?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Lovely.
No worries.
So first off, obviously, we've got to talk about today, quarter-final, 6-0 through to Wembley. What were your thoughts on the game, firstly?
Well, I thought it was men against boys. I thought that, Millwall on a 17-game unbeaten run obviously came with confidence. They'd knocked Leicester out in the previous round, so were flying, and they caught Spurs on recent form, have been superb. And today I just thought it was, in the first 15, 20, 25 minutes, I didn't think Millwall had a kick. If you'd looked at the possession stats, I'm sure it would have been 90% Spurs.
Yeah.
And I think for them to be 0-0 at the end of that period, it was leaving me a little bit worried, because I was thinking, wow, we've had so much of the play, so much of the game, it's untrue.
Yeah.
And we're 0-0, their keeper's pulling off save after save, and I'm thinking, wow, this could be one of those days. And then we got the goal, and then from there it was just absolutely different class from Spurs. We were really streets ahead of them.
Yeah.
And I think that they acknowledged that, and I spoke to quite a number of their fans after the game as well, who said, look, we were totally outclassed, totally outplayed.
Yeah.
Spurs were brilliant, and we were absolutely outstanding.
Yeah. Do you think that's a difference now in Spurs the last couple of years? That even if it is 0-0 and they've had have a really good spell and not got the goal, they've got the patience now and they're not panicking, they know a goal will come, sort of thing?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the great thing about this team is that they believe in what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they keep doing it, come what may. And sometimes, even as a fan, you're sitting there thinking, when they roll it out and then the other team presses them and then they sort of get caught in possession once or twice, you think, oh, just bypass them, but no, they don't. They keep doing it. And it's easy to see why they keep doing it, because Dyer pulls off to the right, Torby through the middle, Vertonghen left, and then if they want to press, they have to press three on to stop them, which then leaves them weak further back. And then we've always got that 4v3, because we can go back to Lloris or whoever's in goal, we can go back to him, so it creates, we've still got an overload, it's still a 4v3. So you get why they do it, and it entices them on, and then it leaves space in behind. So they totally believe in what they're doing and they never lose faith in it. And it's magic to see, because that's what football's all about. You must believe in what you're doing. And if you believe in what you're doing, then that's the route to success, because you'll persist with it, and in the end you'll get your rewards.
Yeah. And quickly, want to get your opinion on the manager, Pochettino. Is that, obviously he's given them that belief, but what else do you think he's done that's changed them from top four hopefuls to title challengers, really?
Well, I think that the number one difference is every player looks to be super fit. I know for a fact that they do double sessions.
Yeah.
I've rarely ever done a double session in my life, other than in pre-season.
Yeah.
So the benefits are there, not purely from a fitness point of view, but also from a technical point of view. Obviously, he's not going to do double physical sessions, physical session in the morning, physical session in the afternoon. What he's going to do is do a technical session in the afternoon, which is going to be improving their technique, their touch, their passing, their crossing, their shooting. So you can see the development in all of the players. It's not just one or two, it's every one of them. They've developed their fitness levels, but also they've improved their technique, which is a fantastic thing. And that's why we have turned from sort of hopefuls to maybe challengers, and Poch has did an amazing job.
Yeah. And what about another bit of recent news, obviously out of the Europa League? Do you think that's a big benefit to the club, obviously, especially we see Chelsea season without European distraction, or do you just don't think that's a...
Well, I'm a big believer in that. The game is always and always should be and always will be about winning trophies.
Yeah.
And I always say that. Stay in competitions for as long as you can, because the league is... a very, very difficult competition to win.
Yeah.
And only one team wins it. And out of 19, 20, 20. So it's very difficult to win, because you've got to be consistent over a period of 38 games. And you hit one bad patch during that, you can end up being out of the title race. Mm. So I say stay in all competitions for as long as you can, in the hope that, well, if you drop out of the league, you've still got the cups to go for, and it's something that, you know, in the semi-final of the FA Cup in the past, we've maybe not attempted to win it, because we've, you know, last season, for instance, we've gone for the league, so we tended to sort of look at other things as a distraction, but this year we've kept ourselves in the frame. And now we're in the semi-final, and we've got a great chance of reaching Wembley. Well, we'll reach Wembley for the semi, but for the final, and maybe going on and winning it, getting over that line and winning a trophy for the first time for these boys could be the thing that sets them off onto a period of sustained success.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what are your thoughts on some of the individual players? We've got to start with Harry Kane first. I mean, what do you think of him, and how good is he in terms of worldwide sort of level?
It's very difficult to say in terms of worldwide, because Harry's still very young.
Yeah.
But when you look at his statistics, you know, he's probably in the top four or five strikers in the world goals per game ratio.
Yeah.
He did it for three seasons on the spin now. So any acclaim he gets worldwide is warranted and earned. He's still a way to go to be right up there with the best of them. You know, if we talk about Messi, Suarez, Neymar, the best players in the world, you know, Harry's got still a bit of learning to do to catch up, but he's got plenty of time to do that. His present form at this moment in time puts him alongside the best, because, you know, he scored two hat-tricks and two braces in his last four or five games, you know, and it's been phenomenal to watch. But also he's... Excuse me. It's not just about his goal scoring. His all-round game is improving. He's bringing other people into play. He's making through passes. He's creating goals. His all-round game is developing, not just his goal scoring. And it's something that sort of goes amiss a little bit because he scores so many goals. People neglect to mention the good things he does for other players too. And I see a big improvement in that area as well. So, you know, there's still learning to be done. He's still very young, but he's at a level of performance that puts him right up there in the top class bracket.
Yeah, obviously a bit of a worry today with him going off with the injury. I mean, how do you think they'll cope if he's out for a month or two? You know.
The great thing about today was he went off. He never got to play on it at any stage. You know, sometimes you get a kick or a twist, and then you get to play on it for another 10 minutes before you come off, and it does nothing but damage.
Mm.
The great thing about today was whatever he did, it was instant, and he instantly went off. And the good news was he walked off. He sort of limped, but it wasn't a major limp. Mm. So I sort of sense it's not nowhere near as bad as the one that kept him out for 4 or 5 weeks.
Mm.
And will we do without him? Of course, any team in the world misses their number one goal scorer. It's simple as that.
Yeah.
And we would have to cope. It would be such a tragedy for the team, for the club, and for the fans, because if Harry's got a bad injury that keeps him out 5 or 6 weeks, and it ends up costing us because we don't get enough goals, because this is a crucial stage of the season. This is the stage whereby prizes have won.
Yeah.
And to be without your top goal scorer would be really disappointing. But my thoughts are that I don't think it's as bad as what when he did it earlier on in the season.
Yeah, yeah. And then a couple of other stars, really. Dele Alli, phenomenal season, and Christian Eriksen. What are your thoughts of them and how they work together with Kane? Obviously, you see them more, nearly every week. Just how good are they together and exciting to watch?
Well, I think Dele is you know, the thing that I love most about Dele is his arrogance, his confidence.
Yeah.
You know, you cannot be a great player if you don't have that belief and that. I call it arrogance. I know when I played at my best, I felt arrogant. I felt like nobody could get the ball off of me.
Yeah.
I felt like I could hit passes over any range on a sixpence. When I wasn't at my best, I would be not as confident, not as arrogant, and therefore my form dipped as a consequence. When I look at Dele, I think that he has this arrogance about his game the whole time, whether he's playing great or whether he's playing bad, and that's fantastic to have. Mm. It means that your belief or your confidence is not swayed by success or failure. In other words, he can give the ball away 10 times on the spin and it won't affect his confidence. He'll keep trying to do the same things,
yeah.
All good things. So in the end, it'll all turn and come good for him. And I just think it's such an incredible asset to have. And to have it in one so young, 19, 20 years of age, mm. It's phenomenal to be that confident and arrogant in your ability. I absolutely love him. I think he can be an under Poch with the work that Poch makes the players do. I think he can only develop and get better and better. Yeah. Eriksen, again, another player who's reaping the rewards of playing in the Poch regime.
Mm.
You know, his all round game has improved. You know, he's not just a creative player now, he's a worker who, not the best tackler, but he's learnt how to press and how to nick and win balls without really having a full-blooded tackle. And then when you add that improvement in that area to his creativity and his goals, he's an absolutely super asset for our team.
Yeah. And a couple of, well, maybe unsung heroes, really, in Wanyama and Dembele. I mean, how good are they? Wanyama seems to have hit a good bit of form the last couple of months and played his way into the system, sort of thing.
I think both of them play a major role in our team.
Mm.
You know, they give the Eriksons and the Dembeles and the Sons and the Harry Kanes this platform that they can go and play their game and concentrate on the creative and flair side of the game,
mm.
more so than the defensive side, because they know that they've got Dembele and Wanyama behind them, who are going to be breaking up the opposition's attack and giving cover to the back five, or back three, or whatever we call it.
Mm.
You know, so I think they are unsung heroes, but I don't think they're that unsung, because yeah. I think that they are absolutely loved and worshipped
mm.
for the effort and the job that they do. They're both super, super footballers who are playing a massive role in what and such important cogs in the wheel of this team.
Yeah.
I think the key members of the team that go towards making us really a very, very, very good side.
Yeah. Last player I want to get your opinion on was Janssen, really. I mean, stop and start. He hasn't really had a good run in the team. Obviously, it's hard for him to get in with Kane. What do you make of him? You see him more than I like him as a player, but you see him more than me. Do you think he can hit the form to keep him at Spurs long term? Do you think?
I think it's going to be very difficult for him. I think that sometimes you get off to a flyer,
mm.
and it gives you the belief and confidence that you can sustain it and earn your place in the team and in the fans. I think the fans love him because of his effort that he puts in.
Yeah.
You know, but he's a goal scorer, and ultimately he's going to be judged on how many goals he gets.
Yeah.
So while he might not have hit the ground running in terms of his form or his goal scoring, his form doesn't really matter.
Hmm.
All that matters is he sticks the ball in the net.
Yeah.
And that's the great thing about being a striker. You don't have to play great every week.
Yeah.
You just have to put the ball in the back of the net. So you can play absolutely stinking, not get a kick of the ball, but you stick the ball in the back of the net and you've done your job and you get 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
You know, so he just has to find a run of games where he puts the ball in the net to build his confidence up, and then hopefully it will carry on happening. I think he's got a tough job on his hands to turn it round. But we're all rooting for him. We're all hoping that he does. Mm. Today's goal, for instance, might be the thing that ignites a goal-scoring run for him. That's first. I think that's his first goal from open play. So hopefully that ignites a good run of goal-scoring form for him.
Yeah. And then, finally then, I wanted to say, I mean, you talked about the FA Cup run. Hopefully they can get a trophy under the belt. How important is it that they can win something in the next year or two or three, just to keep this talented group together, sort of thing? Because obviously they're going to be ambitious. Sooner or later they're going to want trophies and, you know, yeah, medals in it to show for it.
Absolutely. Listen, the most difficult thing in sport, in any sport, to do is to win a trophy.
Mm.
And until you get over the line and win one, you never know whether you were capable. I mean, I played in a team that was probably the most wonderful football team you could ever see.
Mm.
We had fantastic players, we had a fantastic team, but until we got over that line and won a trophy, we never knew whether we had what it takes to get over the line.
Yeah, yeah.
So the moment that you get over the line, it gives you the belief to know that, look, we did it once, we can do it again. And that's the mentality that you've got to have. Let's get over this line, let's win a trophy. It doesn't matter what trophy you win.
Mm.
Every trophy that you win is getting over the line. And I genuinely feel that once this team gets over the line once, it'll get over more and more, because it's such an it's a very, 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 very good side.
Mm.
And winning the first trophy is the key to their long-term success, but also to keeping our squad together to get long-term success.
Yeah. Well, there we are. That's absolutely amazing, Mickey. Thank you for talking to us.
No worries.
And hopefully we speak again soon. Thank you very much.
Okay, anytime.
Brilliant. Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you then. Thanks. Bye.